back to a fresher episode of Missing Curfew.
I'm Shane O'Brien.
And I'm Scotty Upshaw.
Fella, free agent frenzy. Are you a little fucking nervous that we're not getting the bananas like we used to, fella? Although Princey found a sick video of you coming up in Florida being like, hey, boys, how are you?
Getting the proper introduction after a little free agency frenzy. I still remember when Dale Tallon and that Mike Santos, he was the assistant GM there. I still remember the call, like the morning of, going, all right, what do you need to get here? You know, and I'm like, fuck, it's nice to be wanted a bit, you know? Panthers, they brought in six guys. I don't know if you've seen that whole.
I was watching this. I'm like, how many fucking guys did he sign?
They brought in Jovo, Theo, myself, Fleischman, Kopechi, Versteeg. Like, they just, the list went on and on. And kind of like what Detroit Red Wings did today. But anyway, we'll get into that.
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
Yeah. You know what, though? It was South Florida, baby. It was a little sticky, Obi. I can't lie. When I got there in July, you know, the balls and the slass, it was a little sticky.
Wasn't that
California weather.
Because we were talking about like how sometimes people, like, the worst kept secret is hockey is that some deals are done before, you know, July 1 or whatever it was back in the day. And I was like, I almost sizzled the up dog, because I think that deal might have been done there by Jerry Joe. I think Jerry Joe had her done.
Yeah, I don't think they're worried too much about the old up dog anymore. Just probably what I have to say on here now. As long as we don't get ourselves in trouble, I think the cash will still keep coming in, Obes.
Cash is coming in, man. They spent something like $712 million already.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, by the way, I just listened to your guys' show, you and Cooley. I mean, the free agency, it was the last show of the year, was it? Or what?
Yeah, we're done.
He had half a foot in Mykonos water, I think, already.
Yeah, he's going to the cottage right now, and then he's going to Mykonos in August. We do even one podcast for a 2-hour show. He does 5 3-hour shows a week. He's watching every game. He was just like,
he's a real pro.
Yeah.
Did you tell him to pack the nut huggers or what?
He's a nut hugger for sure, 100%. He's got
the old banana hammock.
He's got the tan going and everything. So, Princey, what's up, fella?
Boys, thank you for having me back. I'm going to keep it positive today. We know what's happening in Calgary right now. The team is in shambles. But, boys, it's stampede time here in Calgary. And Cowboys is back, and it is humming.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were saying up to 3-hour lines to get in, but not if you got a fellow tour pass. It'll get you right to the front of the line.
I was going to say, Princey, throw the old fucking team card down there and treat yourself.
Oh, I should, man. The boys are all bugging about getting tons of people. All the guys that are at craft beer market saying, Princey, you're coming down. Shout out to my guy with Sportsnet here in Calgary, Ryan Leslie. We were doing the Flames development camp, doing some interviews post-game with some rookies, and he showed up, and Les, boy, he was playing guilty. He was definitely playing guilty from Cowboys the night before.
That's our type of guy, isn't it, Obes?
Oh, yeah.
There's just one girl I met in Edmonton. She's been at the Stampede, and I met her at the Bell of Alberta, and she's been landing on the line for the Stampede boys. I text her. I'm like, fuck, how are you still rocking, sweetheart? Like, she's just getting the Truly gold the next morning with the new outfit on, a new cowboy hat. I'm like, this is like day 6, right, Princey? Or what
is
it? Like?
Yeah, it's getting there. The last day is on Saturday. We're recording today on Wednesday. So I'm going to go have a time on the weekend with the fellas, I think.
God, how do we get up there for a day, Obes? Man.
We don't.
Man.
Not this year, anyways.
I miss the old fucking cowboy boots and just ordering, you know, 40 beers from just the girls with just the biggest fake natties you've ever seen.
Oh, I love that. Sounds like heaven to me. I've never even been.
What do you call that when you use two opposite words in one sentence? Fake natties.
It's not a conundrum.
Why are we trying to figure this out?
Whatever it is, I like both. So, Stampede, how are you?
Yeah. Shout out to the Stampede. Welcome back. That means Cowboys is open. That's a good thing for anyone in Calgary. So, up dog, real quick, a little golf talk. American Century Golf. Well, listen, we played the National League. Our podcast is decent. Like, fuck, get us in there. How can we get in there? That's number one. We got to get in. How do we get in?
How would that first tee shot feel?
I hit a 7-wood right down the fucking chute. Like, here we go, boys. Let's get it going.
I just pipe driver. Yeah. Although, man, going off the toe with people around, it gets a little nerve-wracking, I got to say. I think we asked Gretzky maybe off air what that was like, you know, if he was ever nervous teeing it up at those AT&Ts and stuff. Yeah. He said he'd never been as soon as he put the ball on the ground, he regretted every decision making it up to that tee box.
That was crazy when he said that. Shout out to Oshie and Pavelski. I believe they're the two top guys for hockey players, so they were striping it. Uppy, you could win that fucking thing.
Do we know what the winning score was?
Fuck, who won it again? Did Romo win it again? I think Romo might have won it for the third year in a row, but it was him, wow. Mark Mulder, Pavelski was in the mix. So it's points, Uppy. So this is why you'd be able to win it, because bogeys cost zero and pars are 2 points, and then birdies and eagles, like an eagle 6 points, and you make lots of birdies. So you could get in the mix in that thing. So maybe we reach out, Princey. Even if we get one guy in, I'll carry the bag. We'll let Uppy play. But what a shit show, man. Did you see it? It was such a party ups. The boats and everything looks awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome. I mean, what a track right on the lake. It's pretty special there. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Open championship up, dog. You picked some bets. Who'd you take? I saw them this morning on the email. You took Tiger to make the cut.
I got Tiger to make the cut, and I took John Rahm to miss it. I just was like, you know what, old Johnny boy. See, it's a little tricky having to battle around that old course there. Different match.
Have you seen how small? I saw it today this morning. You know, I'm live at the Open nerd, listening to that nerd Brandel Chambly. But how small the property is and where the course is, because, like, I forget how many holes are double greens. Like, it's crazy how small the property is.
Yeah, that 18th hole too. It's right along that stretch of houses right there. To me, it's golf at its finest. I love, like, just the clouds sitting right over top of the players. I love watching balls roll fucking 400 yards. I love guys getting sewered in those big ass pot bunkers. It just, there's so much goes on in the British Open, so much different action.
I need you to put a bet in for me, because I'm not in Colorado like you. I need you to put Tiger Woods is plus 8,000 to win. I'm going here and saying it. It's the 150th Open Championship. Tiger Woods is going to win the fucking Open Championship, Uppy. So I need you to put 500 down for me.
I got it right here. I'm going to log in right now.
Is it plus 8,000?
I'm going to tell you to win outright.
I'm taking Tiger to fucking limp his way around St. Andrews and just have enough painkillers in his system to fucking get her done, bud.
I'm going to tell you right now, Ernie Els is more favored to win this than Tiger.
I know. I'm doing it.
I'm going down. Let me see. I'm going down.
I looked the other day on DraftKings odds. He was plus 8,000 to win.
Where's my boy Tiger on here? Come on, Tiger. Oh, you know what? It's been a little action on him so far.
He's going the other way.
People have been logging in and betting on him because he's only plus 6,000 now.
Yeah. I want that. Put me in for
how much? You want 100?
No. I want like 250 or 500. If I'm going to win, I want to win something. What's 500 win me? That would win
500 gets you 30K.
Put it in. I'll Venmo you 500 when he doesn't win, but put it in if he does. How are you?
Here, you know what? Why don't we all split this here? Okay. I'm going to take half that bet.
Let's take half the bet. Yeah, me and you.
Done.
Sorry, Prince. I love you. But look at that. We'll give you a little bonus if he wins.
Slip there, boys. There's the slip. 500 to win 30,500. Come on, DraftKings.
Listen, he could chicken stick. He could hit a chicken stick around there and putt the lights out of it. Come on, Tiger. If he's in the final group, where am I going to be this weekend? I'll probably be in Vegas till Sunday. I might fly. You might have to fly to Vegas if he's in the
final. I will. If he's anywhere near that final group, I'm coming.
Hey, do you want to pick someone? Pick who you pick to win for real on our DraftKings, just to give the listeners.
So listen, I took Rory, I took Scottie Scheffler. So it was a great idea. You do the matchups, right? The matchups are great because it's the three ball to start off. These guys play in threes, so you get to pick odds on their group, which I think is great because you end up seeing them play. So I got Cameron Smith in a three ball versus Koepka and Seamus Power. Cameron Smith is plus 145. Love that little Aussie. And then listen, I took Scottie Scheffler, Rory, and Zalatoris. I took them all to finish like one was top 10, one was top 20, the next was top 40.
Sweet.
And that's a parlay you can do. Great bet, great odds. You can find those on our DraftKings. As soon as you log in to the DraftKings app and hit the Open Championship, boom, the Missing Curfew Boys bets come up there. So log in tonight and get your bets in, my friends.
Yeah, good job, Updog. Come on, Tiger. One more time, turn the clocks back up, dog, and we're going on a panda. Real quick, some sad news, boys. This one hit me hard because I know Brian Marchman, and I don't know, he kind of reminds me of myself a little bit, right? Played hard, probably partied hard. I don't know, but he just, to die at 53 years old, Mush is what he was called. I got to know him a little bit. Great guy. I love his kids' game, Mason McTavish, who just signed a nice four-year deal with Dallas today. Condolences to the Marchman family, Updog. It seems too many times this year throughout this podcast, we've come on here and talk about former players and people passing on, actors. So another sad day, Ups.
Yeah, man. I remember two things. I remember playing against this guy and trying to stay out of his trolley tracks because he used to hit hard. And then also, man, I was, you know me, I was a big Edmonton Oilers fan, and this guy battled hard for this, you know, city of Edmonton, and was always just a solid guy on the back end. And like you just said, Obes, I think he was a great teammate, a great guy's guy. You know, no regrets. I'm sure he had no regrets. And we're thinking about his family and his boy, Marchman, who did sign a nice ticket here today, but I bet you it's not the same. You know, we're thinking about you guys and the family.
Yeah, well said. I was just thinking that too, right? Like, the kid's worked his balls off to get where he is and had a great year with Florida, find a four-year deal, and now his dad's not here with him. So, yeah, it's a bummer. So, Marchman family, we're thinking of you. Mason, congrats on the deal, buddy. I love that kid's game, up, dog. So, brighter news, the NHL draft. The boys didn't make her out there. I heard it was a shaker. Our boy that's coming on here, David Pagnotta, he had a couple dinners on his Instagram up here that you would have fucking, even you would have
really?
Tipped her. Yeah, some National League dinners.
Does he like to tip into the National League stuff, huh? I love this Pagnotta guy. He's going to be a reoccurring guest.
Who's his partner?
His partner Irf was messaging me. Irf Gafar was messaging me too, being like, "Prince, you go down at the draft. Come on, meet us out. I was like, "Those guys are beauties, fella." They looked like they were getting
extra,
after
a couple extra wingmen to fucking split the bills with them. Sure,
yeah, exactly. I ain't paying for this one. You boys are. Updog, this one, you know, it was a surprise. I thought Shane Wright. I thought they would take him just because it was a safe pick. But shout out to Kent Hughes. It almost had a little DraftKings Kevin Costner feel to it, right? That movie where, like, all of a sudden they take this. I don't even know how to say his name. How do you say it?
Princey. This is
This is why you got me here, boys. Slafkovsky.
The Slafster. Yeah. He played in the Finnish league. He had 4 points, which isn't bad in the Finnish league because you don't even allow people to score goals in that league.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, Ops, I think it's a ballsy pick by the Canadians. They make a trade for Kirby Doc. I think Ken Hughes made a splash, if you like it or not. And I think Seattle getting Shane Wright up, dog, is going to be a motivated, kind of pissed off guy. You know what I mean?
I do. Listen, I think I said this on air, and I know I've shared this with a few guys, but, you know, it was a little over a month ago, maybe at the combine for these draft kids. And I watched both guys answer questions to the media, and you know, I'm not going to say it's Shane Wright's fault. I'm not going to say it's his agent's fault, but it's kind of someone's fault to not have a story, to not have answers when you're going to get grilled about things. They're going to challenge you. You know what the media is like. They're going to challenge you with questions. You're the first overall pick. You've been touted to be the first overall pick since, I think, over, you said 15, 16 years old, Shane Wright. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he got asked a question and it stood in my mind because I was a top 10 pick before and I went through the same thing. And it was like they questioned his compete level and they questioned his basically his give a fuck meter. Right. And his answer was like, it couldn't have been more wrong. He was like, well, whoever judges my game like that doesn't know the game. Like I don't skate hard to waste energy. I only go to the smart areas and it might not look like I'm trying, but that's just the way I play. And he had this like kind of arrogance to him and maybe some guys liked it. But what I saw was someone that was kind of questioned and he didn't say like, listen, are you guys kidding me? I fucking battle my ass off every time I'm on the ice. Watch me play, challenge them back. Well, this kid, let's call him Slavy. He got asked some questions. Let's call him Slavy.
That's his nickname for sure. Slavy. That boy.
Slavy boy. Slavy. Listen, he got asked these questions, Obes, and the kid can't speak a lick English. He's broken English. He's got braces. He's a kid, but he had this personality to him. And he's a big, strong kid. He obviously, he had an incredible Olympics. he was right, you know, in the top five area. So he knew going in, and he just shared like his personality and said, like, I feel honored to be here. And I think this is a great experience. And yeah, I can't wait to go play in the NHL one day. It's my dream. And it was like such a different like way to listen to some kid about to go through his dream. And to me, I'm like, this fucking Shane Wright, heads up. He might slip in the polls here. And what I do think is Arizona, that was a ballsy pick. I think Arizona, you have a chance to grab Shane Wright and you don't. You take
Logan
Cooley. And let's just be honest here. Like Shane Wright, if he wasn't going first, the next forward should be Shane Wright. It shouldn't be Cooley, but that's to be determined. But you know, Bill Armstrong in Phoenix, that's a ballsy pass on a kid like Shane.
Yeah. That's a good point by you. And Slavy, good nickname for him. Ken Hughes said he showed confidence without being cocky, which is probably a pretty good compliment right there, right? You're confident, but you're not fucking arrogant. So I saw that in him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Montreal faithful, they just booed the shit out of Batman, which is great. Gary almost embraced it. He was loving it. My boy, Marty St. Louis, got an unbelievable ovation. Marty said it took me, what did he say, 47 years to get to the draft or something like that because he didn't get drafted. So, and then
that's insane. That is nuts.
Up dog, a kid we got to love, we're going to love here is Isaac Howard. Fucking nickname, the
Iceman.
I'm like, I signed this kid. I text Coop. I'm like, are you kidding me with this first rounder? Fucking Iceman. Get him in the lineup, Coop.
Totally. Well, and they will put him in the lineup because they're going to need to put some guys in at league minimum.
Yeah.
But so fucking right. It's great, great pick for the Iceman. Hey, Goose. Where's Mavericat?
I give Larry Flowers a shout out. He texted me the picture of Isaac Howard with the blue turtleneck and the chain out and the white. I didn't see it, but I got the text from Flowers. So Flowers gets the assist on the social post on that one.
Wow, Flowers. Fucking Flowers. He's texting me stuff today, like saying this is going to happen. I'm like, is this accurate or I'm not just going to say this? Like, you know,
he's drunk on the beach.
My buddy from Philly. I'm like, okay, enough.
I'll go the other way on that one. He was texting me, you know, 5 days ago. Yeah, Johnny's going to Philly, man. Be prepared for it. I love you, man, but he's going to Philly. Like, Flowers, get the fuck out of here. I don't care.
Even Princey's seen it.
So. Whenever Flowers begins, you've heard it here first.
Oh,
like, fuck. You know, what else?
It's terrible. Yeah, but the draft, it was good to see it back live in Montreal. It was good to the fans of Montreal. It was good atmosphere. Our only segment today brought to you by our good friends at DraftKings, promo code Curfew Kings. Free agent frenzy up, dog. We bumped the fucking pod to think we'd be sitting here to be able to talk about these guys that got these deals done. And what the fuck? Still no Johnny Hockey or Nas. What's going on?
No idea, but it would have made for a little bit more of an excitement show for you today on the power play. I was listening to you guys and listen, a lot of the talk and listening to NHL Network and the boys over there, Johnny Hockey, man, like what's he, you know, he turns last night. It's announced Brad Tree Living says he's not coming back to Calgary. You know, emotions are running wild. I'm sure Princey there couldn't probably sleep. And then, you know, and then today we got Flowers texting us about Philly. We got, you know, him then saying it's going to New Jersey. Then we see, you know, Columbus Blue Jackets offer a 7-year, $12 million deal. Even I wouldn't take that to go back to Columbus. So they better bump that up. And you know what? It's the sweepstakes. You always kind of see this. You want to see these players like to kind of see where the money's shaking, where the, you know, the glue guys are going. I'm sure Johnny Gaudreau is sitting back and listening to every offer. Some guys falling out. I think Fletcher today in Philly said they were done signing and that they're out of the sweepstakes for Johnny or Kadri, which is shocking to me. But Nazem Kadri is a name yet that, you know, he's a warrior, man. He's a Stanley Cup champ now. He deserves a payday. He's going to make any team better. He's every coach's dream. I think Obi, you and I thought Tortorella would love to have him in Philly. I'm not going to rule that out completely yet, just as an outsider looking in, but a lot of things still to happen here in free agency.
Yeah, Updog, it's crazy. So like the Flyers, I guess they're over the cap right now already, right? They tried to trade JVR. They can't trade him. I don't know why you don't just buy him out. I guess that goes against the cap still, but they're up against it. I truly believe with Johnny Hockey, it's coming down to the Islanders and Devils, and we'll see what plays out. But I can't believe he hasn't signed by now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why. It's shocking to me. And with Kadri, I don't know. Maybe he's just not getting the number he thought up. So maybe he thought he was going to sign a massive deal. And now they're like, hey, they're not here. So maybe he's just like taking a step back.
That'll be interesting. We'll tee up our guest here today and let him dive into really what he thinks is going on and what teams can fit their cap, you know, can fit a guy like Johnny in under their cap. And if that happens, like, who are you moving? You know, the Chicago Blackhawks, I think up until this morning, Chicago had maybe three or four guys on the roster for next year. It was hilarious. You know, teams like that have the money to spend, Seattle, they got money to spend. They signed, you know, I heard you say later in the day today that Burakovsky signed a five-year deal there. Great, great signing. So, you know, Ronnie Francis is sitting back in the weeds with a lot of cash to fire. Who knows, you know, who knows? But still some big names out there. My boy, Paul Stastny, glue guy, snapping the draws back. Be interested to see where he decides to go. I still think he can help a team. You know, the Strom brothers, two guys that are free agents that haven't yet signed. I mean,
Strom brothers aren't feeling the love, are they? They're not feeling the love. I know.
They're waiting to go on a package deal somewhere.
How about our boy, Vinny Trocheck? Trochek's going to come by here for a quick 10. I said, the boys from Missing Curve, if you want to thank you. Also get or congratulate you and also get your credit card number. Seven years.
He's had a great young career so far. You know, I think he's almost 30 years old, and a 7-year ticket is that's just what the doctor ordered in the Big Apple. We're gonna have to get him set up at Due West, the nice little pad in West Village. Fuck, this guy's gonna be just rolling.
Good idea. I didn't even think about Due West. He'll get pinned in there whenever he wants. I don't even know if Trochek gets pinned anymore, but a couple late little trickle in here. This is the thing. Andre Kasha, 1-year deal, 1.5 bananas, Carolina. Updog Carolina makes a big trade for Brent Burns and fucking Pacioretty, man.
Pacioretty.
Like, that's huge.
That's from the guy, Rod the Bod, probably looking at his team going, what's the difference in us winning or losing game seven, you know, against the New York Rangers? And to me, it's not having an absolute gamer on your team. Not a guy that when that puck's on his stick, I don't care if it's Shesterkin. I don't care if it's fucking, you know, Vasilevsky in net. You find a way to get your star players scoring big time goals and big time moments in these games. Cause that's what they haven't had. And they haven't had it in 2-3 years. And it's really been the only difference. They play a great defensive game. They have great depth. Their goaltending was, you know, big question mark without Freddie in there and the goalie getting hurt late in game seven. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction for them if they think they're in a win now mode.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's exactly what they needed. Burnsy on the back end. You know, Tony D'Angelo went to Philly. We saw that. But this almost replaces Dougie Hamilton from when they lost Hamilton to Jersey a couple years ago. Now you bring in Pacioretty. Freddie gets healthy. Carolina's got something cooking up, dog. And speaking of cooking, the Avs re-signed Mason, Helm, Letkinen, Nichushkin. I mean, they're just as good. I mean, and they get Georgiev in between the pipes, a Russian kid that's probably hungry to play. Like, it's hard not to take the Avs already on DraftKings after seeing them, all these guys re-sign.
What a lead-in with the cooking. You're absolutely right. The Avalanche are just, they're flying down that hill, Mach 10, fucking just devouring every single fucking thing in their path. And what a great job. I mean, Joe Sakic steps aside, goes into the fucking, you know, president of hockey ops.
Yeah. That's because he wants to tee it up some more ups. He loves teeing it more.
You're damn right.
He loves teeing it up more than fucking TD likes teeing it up.
So, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting to see teams who win and how they keep their team together, which guys stay, which guys go. And, you know, the Manson deal for me, it's a good deal. I think he was a great addition. They needed him. Without him, you know, are they that tough on the blue line or are they just skilled? You know, it was a great pickup. I think, you know, Cogliano getting the extension there. I think Helm getting an extension. Like, they're taking care of the guys that mucked it up and that went in the trenches.
Cogliano, they should be re-upped right away. Yeah. And now I think it shows Nate, says, hey, Nate, listen, these boys are all back in. Manson took a little bit less. The big Russian train took a little bit less. Who am I forgetting? Lekkinen. What did he got? He got 4 years, 4.5. Yeah.
He got 5 years, 4.5.
That's probably right. I mean, maybe he took a little less. I don't know. So maybe they go to Nate and say, hey, listen, we could win two or three here. It just showed how much they love that place, that city. They got a good thing going, obviously, just winning it.
Yeah. Who else did you like today? I know you've been busy asking, you're getting asked these questions a lot, but who else did you like today?
Tampa Bay. I like fucking Tampa right. Bay. They fucking backed up the Briggs truck.
Holy shit.
They handed out $130 million in 5 minutes. Five minutes. Wow. They signed guys for 130 bananas. Shergachev, Sorelli, and
Cernak.
Yeah, they deserve it. These guys. We had Sorelli on today. Like, first question I asked him is like, have you been relaxing? Like, tell me you've been putting the feet up for a couple weeks. Like, and he was already talking about training camp up. He's like, looking forward to get back to camp. I'm like, if you just gave me
Hey, Sorelli, you just signed. Hey, just chill out for a bit. Okay? Fucking go to South Beach. Tell me you're on the golf course with a stogie in your mouth and a couple transfusions in your golf cart.
Go to South Beach and fucking relax. Don't even think about hockey, but that's the mentality they have. I was happy with them. And Tampa, once again, how can you bet against Tampa? And they signed Ian Cole.
Fucking just gave him a silent three bananas, too. This guy, man, he still gets it done. I mean, he battles hard in the playoffs, too. You always see him out there. He's just blocking fucking pucks with his teeth, and he's got the red beard going. I mean, he deserves it. He plays hard.
Yeah,
he's got a copy. Sergachev. Right. Sergachev, that's a big deal. I kind of want to text Coop. Coop, how the hell are you guys going to fill your roster when you're paying nine guys basically $7 million or more?
There was something that when Sergachev's deal kicks in, he's going to be making more than Hedman for 2 years before Hedman's deal is up.
Yeah, that makes sense because Hedman's probably was a front-loaded deal. He's probably making $4 or $5 million, $6 million on the back end.
Yeah, let's check right here.
Back in the Brinks truck, the Tampa Bay Brinks trucks.
Uppy, they spent $129 million in 5 minutes or something. They said, I was like, that's how you fucking reward the boys for winning you two. Fuck. Hold on.
The Capitals made a little bit of a splash today. I thought Darcy Kuemper, five-year deal. That's good for him. Wins the Stanley Cup. He deserves to go somewhere, play on a good veteran team.
So Shergachev after next year. Next year he makes 4.8, Uppy. Then he makes 8.5, and Hedman only makes 7.8. If you're Victor, you're probably like, hey, I'm happy for you, buddy. But who are you kidding here, bud?
Yeah, totally. Right? I mean, Victor, he's made his money. Again, these guys have a bloodthirst fucking way of wanting to win. And they know, like, with the core group of guys they have, they can do it. They can get out of the East fucking 3 out of 4 years. So keep the guys together and find a way to just fill in those spots like the Nick Pauls and, just the guy, the Corey Perrys and the Patty Maroon. Like you add those guys to a mix of fucking 9 or 10 guys on your core like that, you can win fucking no matter what.
Yeah, and then we got to talk about the Ottawa Senators and the Red Wings. I think Pierre Dorion and Steve Yzerman did a great job. I think, listen, Husso, Perron, Cooper, what's his name? Kopp.
Yeah.
Kubelnik. Then they bring in Olli Maatta. I mean, they brought in some veteran guys there that are ready to compete. Ben Sherrod on the back end. I think the Red Wings, I don't know if they get in uppy, but them and the Sens are better. So you got to give their GM, Steve Yzerman, and Pierre Dorion credit. That's what you do when you're fucking shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what it's like in this new NHL. It's competitive league. What you can do to make a splash in the summer can turn your team around like that. I often go back to our Flyer days, last place, and then fucking Paul Holmgren back the Brinks truck up for Hartnell, teaming in Briere, Lupel, Jason Smith, Marty Baron, and fucking just what do you guys want?
We should be selling t-shirts tomorrow that says missing curfew, back up the Brinks truck. I mean, too bad we weren't Chicklets and Barstool where those boys could spit out t-shirts the next night.
Oh fuck.
But it's true, like you gotta back up the Brinks truck if you want to make a splash.
Yeah. Yeah. And then fuck the cars in the parking lot get better. The guys' girlfriends get hotter. Everything changes when you fuck the boys are making a little bit more cash.
That's true. The suits are nicer. The boys walk in.
Yeah.
They're like,
the steaks are a little juicier. Hey, I'll go with that tomahawk. Hey,
yeah. And then Princey, before we bring in our boy, Dave Pignola, fourth period, your Flames.
Oh God.
I'd like to talk to Matty Tkachuk right now and be like, Matty.
I know what he's doing. He's in fucking
he's in Greece. Yeah. I know. Yeah, but I mean, like, between the years, what he's thinking, right? Like, I heard they make, well, last day, but I heard they might be making a push. But well, how's Flames? You guys need a new rink. No, so everyone in Calgary, this should be eye opening. You need a new fucking rink. How else are you going to sell Calgary? What weather? No. What?
Oh, I know.
You need a barn. You need a barn.
Yeah, yeah. You do need a barn. It's tough. It's tough. It's been a rough 24 hours for anybody that's a Flames fan or anybody that's in Flames Nation right now. That was a punch to the gut last night. I mean, I can't say I'm surprised that I saw it coming. It sucks that it was that last minute, but that's the business, boys. You know, you can't really fault them for trying to go get paid and be closer to his family. And it is what it is, man. I will give props, you know, as we like, you know, we like it when guys get paid. I liked Erik Branson on the Flames. I really did like him. Man, did that guy get paid on Columbus. Four years, four mil. That's with a 10-team no move.
That's the worst deal of the day.
That's why the Flames were like, yeah, thank you for your service. We weren't paying you that. There's no way.
No, he was on a PTO for fuck's sake.
He made 1.9 to 4 million. So but hey, I like the guy. And I know up you played him. I really liked his
game. Yeah. No, you know what?
He deserved it. And he deserved it.
Fucking effective. Him and that fucking mutant Zadorov. They were just impossible to play. They were just impossible to play against. I mean, watching them live too. And I think they were both hurt in the playoffs, but like, man. How would you like to be out there in a 7-game series against those two guys?
I'll tell you, the Oilers didn't mind it. Yeah, I was just going to say, fucking the Oilers were like, they're going by and they're like, holy Christ, what's going on?
But I'll say, boys.
The Columbus Blue Jackets are going to stink. I'm throwing it out there.
Listen, I mean, we got to make a trip to Columbus just because I know how much you love it, Uppy. We got to get back there so you can just do an autograph signing. But I like what they're building there. And I love Goody, and this is no disrespect to Goody. He's a good friend of both of ours. More you than me. I play with him for a cup of coffee. Good on you, Goody. Get that contract at the end of your career. But that's the one where maybe you're like, do we really need a – I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But that one to me, I text up. I was like
– Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, we got Dave right now. Boys, let's bring in Dave Pignotta from Fourth Period Magazine and get some real scoops on what the hell went down today. Welcome back to Mr. Curfew Up Dog, our boy, Fourth Period Magazine, Dave Pignotta. He's a pro. He's been working hard. He's ready for vacay. Breaking news, buddy. It's true. Johnny Uppy was just ripping Columbus about how much of a shithole it was.
Yeah, well, it's going to be his home, Johnny Ohio. 7-year contract for him, around $10 million a season. So waiting on that. I was just on the phone 2 seconds ago with another team that is not overly happy with losing out on him. So this one came out of nowhere. Yeah, earlier today there was a team that just jumped in on this and everyone was very hush hush about it. We all knew Philly was out. Turns out to be the Blue Jackets. Crazy.
Hey Dave, real quick, talk to me about the Islanders. I talked to today with Cooley about I said the Godfather Sweet Lou, if he's pinching pennies on Johnny Hockey, was that it or was it term or what happened on the island? See Lou.
They weren't. They went in. My understanding, they went in around $9 million, and it didn't sound like they were willing to go too much higher. It sounded like New Jersey was closer to the 10 range or a little over. So I'm waiting on that. But I know there's some tax differences between Ohio and New Jersey and New York and all that. So I don't know if that ultimately played a factor, but. You know, there was an initial report that it was around $12 million a year. I don't think it's that high, but I mean, there's two teams right now, the Islanders and the Devils, that are holding it in their hand with nothing else to do.
Dave, have you seen a top end guy in free agency wait this long, like that you can remember, and kind of pick a team that maybe came from left field, like late in the game? Columbus really wasn't his.
Yeah, you know, I think Panarin. You know, took, like, he didn't sign right out of the gate. He signed the day of, I believe, if I remember. And the Islanders were right there. So another bridesmaid, never a bride scenario for Lou on the big boys. But this is the closest comparison, I think, at least recently, where they waited, tried to get it done. And then ultimately, nope, he went to New York, the Rangers. And in this case, Johnny Hockey goes to Columbus. Again, totally. Like, I'm fucking blown away by this. I didn't think this was actually going to happen. But, hey, here we are. And the other guy that they've got, Patrick Laine, has got to be sitting here going, wait, you're telling me that I could play on the right side of this guy? Not bad.
Hey, Dave, if you're Brad Tree Living, you handle it so appropriately, and Johnny said it was about family. Does that leave a sour taste in his mouth, or it doesn't matter at this point? It is what it is, and it's just a shocker for everyone.
I can tell you there are guys in the Islanders organization that are pretty pissed off right now.
Yeah.
Not too happy that they weren't able to get there. Now, whether that means they weren't able to dish out the extra bucks, or maybe Johnny decided at the end of it, nope, he wants to go somewhere quieter. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, this is all happening pretty fast and trying to figure it out. But again, just a bit of a head scratcher and fucking left here trying to figure out, okay, and now does this change things for Nazem Kadri?
Yeah, that was my next question. Yeah.
I was going to say though, boys, think about this though. You got Johnny Gaudreau. He doesn't seem like a guy that's going to wear the right shades or the right nut hugger shorts on Lou Island when he gets put on there in the first fucking 10 games of the year. So for me, I'm like, it plays into who's the management. Are they going to be, are they going to grill me now because I'm making $10 million a year? Is it going to be a burden, or does he go somewhere that's like the hockey market? It's a good American hockey market like Columbus is, and he doesn't have like the much pressure from the media and all that stuff. It could have been a big factor.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I can tell you, Lou's got 1 year left on his contract, so. I mean, I would have thought he would have came out a little swinging a little bit harder. In this one, and again, we don't know the full parameters, and maybe he did, and maybe this was just Johnny saying exactly what you said. He doesn't want to go in a market that's got that much pressure, that much scrutiny, tied to it. Columbus, smaller. I've had some good times in Columbus, but
speak for yourself.
I've enjoyed myself. I'm not gonna lie. But
I know you do. You got a good thing there.
You know, some good friends out there, but like to trade that in over effectively. I know, Long Island's a little bit different. It's not Manhattan, but it's close proximity. It's closer to home. Obviously this played a factor for him. And I got to wonder, looking at this team, looking at the direction that this team is going, they're not a definitive cup contender by any stretch, but I you make a really good point on the media side of things and just the calmness of it. It does play a factor for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And I do like what Columbus did this year. I believe in Brad Larson. I believe in, they got rid of Seth Jones and built a new culture there. And I think they're on the right way, but it is a shocker. So, Dave, where can you see Kadri landing now? Pacioretty goes to Carolina. I thought maybe Carolina makes a push at him. Philly has no cap space because of JVR. What is Kadri thinking now, Dave?
I mean, the door's not closed on Colorado, and they would need to do a little bit of fine tuning and figure out how the hell they can make that work cap wise. But the door's not closed there. I've got to think that the Isles and the Devils give them a call if they haven't already and said, hey, how comfortable are you playing on the wing? Because both teams are low. They're locked at center. You got Barzal and Nelson. You got Hughes and Heischer. Can he slot on the right side of one of you? Are you going to be comfortable there? I mean, that's going to be a conversation right now. It's funny, about 5 minutes before this news broke on Johnny Gaudreau, both the Devils and Islanders said, we're not having any press conferences tonight. So people thought, okay, it's got to be a race between the two. So they've got to pivot. They got to pivot quick to figure out how they can pull something off. Maybe it's JT Miller. Maybe they go back to Vancouver. Both of those teams were in on him. Maybe they go back and say, all right, I mean, we're kind of screwed here, so let's try to see if we can figure something out.
Yeah, it's crazy how this has worked out. And Dave, I love what the Red Wings and Sens did. Are you safe to say they're the biggest winners? Before we let you go ahead, we appreciate you taking the time. We know you're busy, so thank you for stopping by. But who's your biggest winner, losers? What do you take away from today?
I mean, you look at today and you look at what Detroit was able to do, bringing in vet guys to now take that next step. You got all these young guys and you got to not cushion them or insulate them, but bring the right veteran presence to kind of help them along. And guys like Sider and Lucas Raymond and Dylan Larkin, I think, is close on an extension. Yeah, he's been in the league for a while, but to see those guys and to bring in a physical body like Kopp and a veteran dude like Perron, I mean, I think these are very shrewd moves by Stevie Wynne and his crew. And then in Ottawa, I mean, they feel that they got to roll up with this. They're We're going to hear some ownership stuff going on with the Ottawa Senators and some guy and some groups jumping in trying to see if they can buy them. We'll probably hear that throughout the season. All of this kind of plays a factor as well. Up the value, bring the right guys in place. All of a sudden, you got G and DeBrincat. I mean, that changes things up for them in their top six. They're going to be competitive.
Yeah, I agree. I think that David Perron move today was – I was expecting him to go back to St. Louis. I thought they got him at a steal. So Stevie Y, like, hell of a job. You brought in some guys that can turn your team around quick. And yeah. Let me ask you about the Avalanche goaltending situation right now with Kemper going out Washington. He got a great deal. He deserves it. Does Frankie boy get the net this year? Is that like a for sure thing?
No, I think they're going to go into camp and say, all right, boys, battle it out. Yeah. I know the goaltending coach in Colorado really likes Francois. From what I heard, he liked them a little bit more than Kemper.
So did I.
So, yeah, I mean, look, look, that Edmonton series, he did what he needed to do, right? Yeah. So they're going to let him, they're going to let those two boys really battle it out to see, you know, who's going to take the reins. Gorgiev is ready for this push. You know, he definitely had no opportunity in New York, but they're going to just go into camp and say, all right, we got one set of keys. Who wants them? And go for it. I think the same thing is going to happen in Toronto.
Yeah, and you teed me right up for the last question, Dave. And I don't even know if it matters who plays next with Colorado. They got the same squad coming back, it looks like. But listen, they got Matt Murray. We all know we were joking yesterday, texting the Sioux Greyhound relationship with Kyle Dubas. They bring in Samsonov. Like, this is it for Kyle Dubas. This is what he's attaching his truck to here. This is it.
Apparently.
Yeah. How do you think it's going to play out, I guess?
It's either going to be a disaster and totally falling off the tracks, and they're going to almost like miss the playoffs or come close to it or something like that. Or one of these guys is going to step up huge and he's going to look like a genius. Like, I don't think there's any middle ground here. I don't think this is they finished second in the division. Everything's happy and cool. And they lost in seven in the first round again. Like, I think it's going to be one direction or the other. I mean, I know they're trying to upgrade the rest of the rosters in a few different areas. So I don't want to totally just judge everything on what they're doing by today. But if they're banking on Samsonov and Murray, one of those guys, like, becoming the guy, that's a big risk. And if you fuck that up, see you later. Go look for a new job.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, thank you for taking the time, buddy. You're a pro. You're a friend of Mr. Curfew. Thank everything you've done for us. Enjoy the vacay bowl and enjoy some time off, buddy.
I already got the shirt going, so I'm ready for it.
You deserve it. Thanks, Dave.
You're the man, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Awesome, boys. See ya. Thank you.
Welcome back to Mr. Curfew. Thank you to Dave Pagnotta, Fourth Period Magazine. Guys, a pro deserves vacation. Holy fact, boys. Oh, Johnny Hockey. Princey's over there with like someone just shitting his shoe up.
I know. God. There's not a Viagra going to fix that guy's problems here tonight.
64
not a chance.
Text messages right now. Guys are in Calgary are losing their fucking minds right now. What did they expect?
Like, we just talked about it. There's no drilling there. There's no fucking free agents. I'm telling you that.
What is in Columbus that is better than Calgary, man?
Well, that's actually...
Yeah. And Calgary, not even from like a city arena perspective. What about the team? So I'm reading stuff too that they're putting Line A on the block now because they're not going to be able to keep him. So who's Johnny going to play with? Jack Roslovic?
They're putting him on the block. He's the sniper. They're going to give him a chance. There's no chance they move. Don't think they move Line A out.
You got Werenski and Johnny making 9+. I guess the goalies are fine. I mean, yeah, maybe they got the room, I guess. I mean, you'd want to keep them there.
Liney's not going anywhere. Is he? If they tried Liney, then it doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, if he's on the block, I mean, Tree Living, get off your ass.
Oh, you want Liney on your team?
I would take the Flames are there. The Flames are one player away from retaining what they had, right? If they're able to replace it, if they're able to get somebody in there, keep Kachuk, Mangiapane, whatever. They're able to continue what they're doing. Yeah. So I don't know, man. But it's the island. The Islanders being pissed. That's funny.
Yeah, you're right about the wallet. And you're right about the Flames, though. You got Markey, so you're good. You get the big D. you know, you got fucking, you still have Matty Tkachuk, who's, you know, he's the heart and soul of their team now. He lost his buddy.
Someone FaceTime Matty and Mykonos. Matty!
Yeah, no, I know. Well, if you think about it, listen to this.
You got Brady Tkachuk over there, probably loving life, yeah. You know. And then you got Matty going, what in the goddamn hell?
Here's your projected lines, and you don't have Tkachuk. Tkachuk, Lindholm, Toffoli, Coleman, Backlund, Mangiapane. Monahan's hurt.
Yeah.
Dylan Dubé, and then your fourth line of Lucic, Lewis.
They brought Louis back. Louis got a deal. So it's not the worst, guys. I mean, it is what it is. It's just Columbus, man. Like Columbus? I would have gone with Larry Flowers in Philly over Columbus. Like, Jesus.
I'm shocked that the number was only 10, too. Like, I'm shocked it didn't creep into the 11s.
Yeah, he left a lot of money on the table, I guess. I mean...
I wonder what Lou was fucking, you know, cheaping out on. I wonder if it comes out. Nah, you probably wouldn't let the guy have any hot dogs after the game or pizzas. There's no Pepsis on the fucking flights.
Yeah.
Johnny, it was something.
Yeah. I really thought the Islanders were going to, you know, get it done. I think that's going to, and if Lou has 1 year left in his contract ups, it's like, why wouldn't you? I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. It's a whole weird thing.
It was a good point by Dave, but it was great to see that broke.
Yeah, that live. Was funny.
Basically,
yeah.
As we're zooming him in, Princey, yeah. Good job. Yeah, as we're zooming him in, Princey's like, what in the hell? Oh, no.
He was on the phone. I'm like, up. He's like, look, he's on the phone. I'm like, maybe he's hearing something. This would be great. And then it's like, yeah, oh, Johnny yeah. Hockey. Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks. Thanks to our boy Dave. He had a time in Montreal too, didn't he?
Those guys are everywhere, man. Yeah, those guys are everywhere online. Him and Irv, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're boys. They get out there, a couple single guys getting on the road, enjoying life, and as they should be. But he works hard. He deserves a good vacay. Yeah, Prince, you got a little stat here before we sign off?
We're wrapping it up here, boys. I believe, before I drop the stat, this just reminded me, too, because we're talking about you guys are hopefully going to be returning to the studio soon, too. So you guys will get Maxi and Banger and A-Hall back. How about the video of A-Hall jumping in the crowd at Summer League, breaking up fights?
It was epic. And no better guy to run the show than to get up there and fucking spread it out like our boy A-Hall.
Yeah.
So well done. You don't want to piss A-Hall off, by the way.
No,
let the boys go. Fuck.
Yeah.
Let them go. This is good for SportsCenter. It's good for the Summer League.
Yeah. Buddy, if they go full court brawl, your Summer League, actually, he's been killing it up. Every superstar has been there. They're killing it.
Yeah. It's people who don't know A-Hall, you meet him, nicest guy, humble guy. He talks to everybody. At every event we go to, you'll see him. He's over that group, this group, that group. He's talking to people. He's trying to work deals. So I could just imagine what he was like hopping in the crowd with trying to break up that fight at Summer League. I was saying, boys, we're shooting it back in the studio. We're not doing the Zoom calls anymore. So it was awesome to be back on the show with you guys. It was fun. I love snapping around with you guys. Next week is going to be episode 111. A crazy stat for you guys. We've all been through it. We'll drop episode 100 very soon here. This will be Princey's 100th episode. This one today is my 100th episode being part of Missing Curfew, whether that's social media, production, on the show, whatever. I've been around for 100 episodes.
Wow. There you go, fella.
There you go.
Congrats, buddy. Congrats. Yeah. Sorry we can't leave you some better news there with Johnny Hockey leaving Calgary.
Honestly, I will take it, man, because he's not – Columbus to me is not a contender, man. They're not a contender. So have fun.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. You'll only see him twice, you know, once a year. Fuck it.
And that cannon scares the shit out of him, that little
– I hate that cannon. I hate that cannon more than anything. You probably didn't like it. Well, you didn't like anything when you played there, so
no, but I did go in and score six, and I scored six in like 15 games to hit 22 goals that 1 year, so I didn't mind shooting fucking when the cannon would go off.
So fuck, you should have liked Columbus. You played sick there and you got a good deal out of it, right? Or what?
Yeah. It just rained and snowed every day and I was fucking addicted to Ambien and I was fucking miserable as fuck.
Were you just not getting as many kills as you wanted or what? I can't imagine.
No, it wasn't that. They stuck me in a shitty hotel. I had to rent a car. And like I said, I came from Phoenix where life just couldn't been better. I was fucking having a great year. I had the nice house, the hot girlfriend, all the good stuff. And it just fucking fell apart when I went to Columbus. But anyway, you know, it was a good, Johnny. They got good, great trainers there. All the trainers and the staff are great. It's just not my cup of tea, that Midwester.
It's good too. I don't even know if you know this, Tuppy. I'm sure I told you, but after I didn't get drafted, I went there on an amateur tryout. So before I went on a PTO, ooh, I went on an amateur tryout where they just let the Schlepp Rocks come to fucking camp. But it's pretty cool, Columbus, how the practice rink and the game rinks attached to each other. So that's what I was like, wow, this is pretty NHL. You just walk from one side to the other, which is a nice touch.
That was their, they were one of the first teams to do that. So yes, yeah, they were way ahead of the game. That, you know, the arena district right there, it's great for downtown. The college campus isn't bad. I mean, it's a 2 mile drive up the road. It's just not perfect. It's just, missing a lot of things.
You're not signing a 7-year deal, but for $10 million, what have you signed? Would you sign a 7-year, $10 million?
I might have. I'd exercise that. I wouldn't care.
I wanted to ask you about real quick before we sign off here, boys, on Free Agent Frenzy Day. Pittsburgh Penguins, Malkin, he waits to the, I don't know, Sid must have flew down on the fucking G4 and was like, fella, let's go to South Beach, have a few and talk this over, because I thought he was testing the market. They bring him back. Listen, Sid played unbelievable last year, but do you think these boys got one more run in them or what? What do you think?
I'd love to say they do. And I think they would have beat the New York Rangers should Sid not got hurt last year. To me, watching the Pittsburgh Penguins without Evgeny Malkin is just not the same team. Doesn't give me as much, like, you know, excitement watching them, you know, do what they do. They've done it for so long. I think it's only right that they both finish their careers there. Same with Letang. They have a chance to do that as three players, as part of a core group of guys that doesn't happen very often in this modern day era. Right. So, to answer your question, Obi, I think, man, with a good run, Jeff Carter playing well again, you know, Brandon Russ had an incredible year. They signed that fucking stud, righty, who got hurt last year in the playoffs from Anaheim.
Raquel.
Signed Raquel. Yeah, yeah. They locked him up. He was a big part of you know, him being hurt in the playoffs. Another reason why they didn't get past New York. But yeah, they're right there, man.
What about your Blues? What about your Blues here? Princey did a great rundown for us. I feel like we wasted a little bit here. I apologize, Princey.
It's all good.
It's National League, bud. But boys are in off-season mode almost here.
Oh, my.
The Blues, they get Nick Leddy, gave him 4 years. That seems like a little fucking much to me. Noel Achari, Thomas Greece is a backup. And then they give Robert Thomas 8 years. You like this kid, huh?
You know what? I don't know the kid, you know, I don't know the kid entirely, what he's like day in, day out in the room. Our boy, Matty Tkachuk, loves him, right? Lives with Big Walt.
Enough said.
There's no question. He's a great player. Is he worth $8 million, $8.5 million, whatever it is at this age? I don't know, man. Leon Draisaitl's making $8.5 million. It's
how,
like,
much longer? Cause he's fucking underpaid. Let's look that up.
I mean, think about that. You got big shoes to fill. You're now the highest paid guy on your team.
Is he making more than Factor?
He's making more than Factor.
Yeah, he is.
Wow, the Factor.
Yeah. So now there's shoot. Now you can't be invisible in the playoffs. Like, you can't. You, every shift you have to be a guy that changes the game, and he can be. Yeah. But they lose David Perron. David Perron was a big part of that line. You know, to me. To me, David Perron not staying in St. Louis, that's a big loss for that group. It's a big loss for that
group. I thought they were going to re-sign him too. Everyone was saying how, like, Flowers, like, especially. Flowers goes in there and gives them all blowjobs, I think. So he was like, it's the closest team I've ever been on. I thought they were going to re-sign him. I was shocked that Perron didn't go back up. So.
Yeah, if they weren't able to fit 4.5 for Perron for a couple years in that locker room, that to me is... That's unfortunate. I don't know who you're replacing him with, but he was a big reason why they made a push at fucking Colorado.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to do it again to get by that sort of team, right? You need those guys with a fuck you attitude.
Drysdale makes $8.5 million for 3 more years, Uppy. McDavid's making $12.5 million. How are you, Connor? $12.5 million, baby. He was on the ice today skating, Uppy. July 13th, he's already out there skating. I guess that's why he's the best player. What were we doing July 13th, Ups?
I don't know. I was telling you what I was doing August 13th. I was dancing around in fucking Mykonos is what I was
I'll tell you, we weren't skating July 13th, fella. If we were skating anyway, we were skating out of the bar in Hollywood to get the Sprinter van to come back. boys, I love you. Princey, thanks for your great job. Up dog, miss you, fella. Can't wait to have you back in Cali.
Yeah, baby. One more week here, my friend. I'll be back.
All right, boys. Free Agent Frenzy. Congrats to all the guys that signed the tickets and to the guys that got the big money. dust off the credit card, eh, up dog? Buy a fucking round for the boys.
You're damn right. They're called Magnums. Don't wear them. Drink them. Let's go, baby.
I was missing Kurt. You fella.